晨好。
Good morning, everyone.
我想开始，我们先来读一节圣经，好不好
？Before we start, could we read one passage first?
我们来看新约罗马书。
In the New Testament, the Epistle of Romans.
第一章的第二十节。
Chapter 1, verse 20.
新约罗马书第一章第二十节。
Romans in New Testament, chapter 1, verse 20.
找着了，我想大家听我们给你们读。
After you found a place, just allow us to read it to you.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
不久前，我和一个朋友在谈到信仰。
Not too long ago, I was talking to a friend of mine about belief.
他说没有神。
And he told me there is no God.
我说你为什么这么肯定呢
？And I say, how could you be so sure?
他说没有人见过神。
And he goes, because nobody has seen God.
我说你做过仔细的研究吗
？And I asked him, have you studied this carefully?
他想一想，他说那倒没有。
He thought for a minute and he said, not really.
不过也没有时间了。
Well, because I don't have time.
确实，我们大多数人。不相信有一位创造宇宙万物的神。
Indeed, most of us do not believe there is this one God who is the creator of all things.
主要原因是我们没有认真的想过。
The main reason is that we never have given it a thorough thought.
信仰对于大多数人来说就好像是茶余饭后的一个话题，聊聊天，无关紧要。
Faith and this belief is to most of the people some topic that you would pick up after meal while you're drinking tea, and this is nothing important.
有一次我和我父亲也谈到信仰。
Now, there, one time I also talked to my father about this belief.
那他告诉我说他是百分之百的唯物主义者。
And he told me that he is 100% die-hard materialist.
那我就说记不记得在几年前
So I told him, do you remember a few years ago?
为了你的大孙子起那个名字
While you're trying to name your oldest grandchild
你去找花钱找人算八字
And you even pay somebody trying to invoke this Chinese fortune telling using the diagram of a group's lines
然后告诉我说现在的名字必须要重新取。
And you told me that we have to rename my grandchild.
因为里边有水，就三点水哈，中国人的三点水就是水的代表。
Because in his name, it has this water with three dots.
因为算命师说这不吉利。
So the fortune teller says this is not good, unlucky sign.
我说这个也算是百分之百的唯物主义吗
？So I asked him.Do you call yourself a die-hard 100% materialist?
他恼羞成怒说：“是你儿子重要呢，还是唯物主义重要？”
He bristled with anger and saying, "Is your son important or is the materialism important?"
信仰能当饭吃吗
？Can you take your belief as bread as food?
我父亲已经信仰唯物主义大半辈子了，至少他这样说。
Now my father has always been believing in materialism, so that's why he says so.
其实他从来没有认真想过什么是唯物主义。
But actually, he never really thoroughly thought about what is this materialism.
当然有极少数的人。
Maybe very few people.
他们是把信仰看得比吃饭还重要。
Actually, think this belief is as important as food.
他们经过很仔细的调查研究。
So they thoroughly, carefully investigated and studied.
然后才说没有神。
And then they came to the conclusion, there is no God.
我可以在这儿告诉大家。
But I can tell you all right here.
这些人几乎所有的都是先入为主。
All these people, most of them are so opinionated with preconceived conclusions.
他们先在心里想没有神。
In their heart, they've already come to the conclusion there is no God.
然后才去找证据。
And then they go out and try to find evidences.
达尔文啊，刚发表他的《物种起源》。
When Darwin first released his book, The Origin of Species.
知道谁如获至宝吗？谁如获至宝？
Do you know who is this fellow who felt that he finally got a treasure?
马克思。
That's Marx.
当时马克思正在收集资料，要准备写《资本论》。
Because he was collecting all the data, trying to write a book called Das Kapital.
达尔文的进化论正好验证了他关于人类起源的一个论点。
So Darwin's evolutionism, actually testifies to what he's talking about, the very origin of mankind.
那就是。不是神，是劳动创造了人。
That it is not God, but it is labor that creates man.
要知道这个论点哈，是关系到马克思的整个思想体系的。
You have to know this point, it overrides all the thoughts underlying this Marxism.
所以可想而知，他是欣喜若狂。
Therefore, you could understand how joyful Marx would be.
他很快就发表了《资本论》的第一卷。
Therefore, very soon he released the very first part of his book.
然后要把这本书献给达尔文，以表崇高的敬意。
And then he wanted to show this book to Darwin as a token of respect.
那么达尔文拒绝了。达尔文说：“我对政治经济一点兴趣都没有。
”And Darwin refused it and saying, "I have no interest in economics and politics."
圣经这样告诉我们。
And the Bible teaches us this.
如果一个人没有寻求神，没有爱神的心的话，
A person who does not seek after God, who does not love God,
那么神就让他们 任凭他们产生一个错觉，
And God would allow them to come with this delusion,
使他们去信从虚谎，
So that they would believe in some errors.
马克思和达尔文这两个人，
Now Marx and Darwin, these two people,
他们一开始就一定想要否定神的存在。
At the very beginning, they've set up their mind that they would deny the existence of God.
所以他们似乎找到了证据。
It seems that they've found their proof.
以至于结果他们跟近代人类历史造成可以说是最大的影响。
Therefore, they have presented this tremendous impact on the human's modern history.
其实我们人想要知道神的存在并不难的。
But actually, it's not hard for a man to try to understand God's existence.
只要我们放下先入为主的观那偏见。
As long as we could let go of this preconceived prejudice.
然后我们还有心要去认真去寻找的话。
And have this heart to seek after him.
一定知道有神的。
You will definitely know that there is God.
那么今天我们在这里跟大家想要分享的
Now today, the thing that I would like to share with you
是一件远比证明神的存在还要重要的事
It's something that's even more important than the proof of God's existence
因为证明有神的话
Because even though you prove that there is God
并不能使一个人一定要去信靠神的
You may not necessarily believe in him
爱因斯坦就是这样的一位。
And Einstein is one of these.
他说这个宇宙有一位创造者。
He says that there is a creator in the universe.
但他创造以后就不再管人了。
However, after he created all things, he would not be bothered to care for man.
所以他跟我没有关系。
Therefore, he has no relationship with me.
那么我们今天想要分享这件事呢？
Now, the thing that I would like to share this morning
可以说是整本圣经里边最核心的主题
Could be said that it's the core theme of the whole Bible
其实就是一个很简单的问题
Actually, it comes down to a very simple question
耶稣究竟是谁
Who exactly is Jesus?
请大家千万不要小看这个问题
Don't you ever look down on this question
好像是不能当饭吃，不能当衣穿似的。
As though this is something that cannot serve my physical need as my food, as my clothing.
我真是想要说。
But I really want to say this.
如果今天你真的明白这个问题的答案的话。
If today you really know the answer to this question.
你的整个人生观都会改变的。
The whole outlook of your life will be changed.
好不好？下面我们就从两个角度试着来看这个问题。
Next, we would like to view this question from two perspectives.
第一，耶稣究竟是谁
？First, exactly who is Jesus?
然后，他跟我们又有什么关系
？And then, what does he have anything to do with us?
我们再来读几节圣经。
Let's read a few more passages, please.
在马太福音，新约马太福音的第十六章。
Matthew 16.
好像今天我们周报的后面最后一页啊，也把那个经文圣经的经文打出来了。如果大家翻圣经不方便，可以看啊。
I think on your bulletin also the passage has been printed out on the very back the back page of your bulletin. So if not, it's not convenient for you to read your Bible. Just refer to the bulletin, please.
马太福音第十六章第十三节。
Matthew 13.
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内 就问门徒说人说我人子是谁
When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi He asked his disciples saying Who do men say that I the son of man am
他们说有人说是施洗的约翰有人说是以利亚又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位
So they said Some say John the Baptist Some Elijah and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets
耶稣说你们说我是谁
He said to them But who do you say that I am?
西门彼得回答说你是基督是永生神的儿子
Simon Peter answered and said You are the Christ The son of the living God
耶稣对他说西门巴约拿你是有福的因为这不是说血气的指示你的乃是我在天上的父指示的
Jesus answered and said to himBlessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
我们再来看第二十节。
Verse 20.
当下耶稣嘱咐门徒不可对人说他是基督。
Then he commanded his disciples that they should not tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ.
耶稣问他的门徒外面的人说我是谁。
Jesus asked his disciples, "All the other people say who I am."
门徒回答说啊，有这样说的，说你是这个，有人说你是那个。
So disciples answer that some say you are this, others say you are that.
我们啊，在座可能对圣经和以色列的历史我们不太熟悉。
Some of us sitting here may not be quite familiar with the Bible or the Jewish history.
所以我们不知道上面所说这些人究竟是谁。
So we really don't know what all our, these figures are.
所以让我们试着用今天的话来回答这个问题。
So I'm trying to answer this question with today's terminology.
也就是说今天的人们世上的人们说耶稣是谁。
That is, who are all these people saying that in this world? Who is Jesus?
耶稣是世界三大宗教信仰基督教的教主。
People would say Jesus is the head of one of the three greatest religions in the world.
耶稣是整个人类历史上影响最大的人。
He is the man who has impacted the whole world greatest in the whole world.
如果你不相信的话，只要看看你日常生活就知道了。
If you do not believe in, just take a look at your daily living.
啊，像每个星期为什么是七天？为什么星期天要休息？
Now, why is it there are 7 days in a week, and then on Sunday you have to rest?
为什么有什么红十字啊等等很多我可以举出很多这样的例子来。
Why is it we have this Red Cross? I could give you so many examples on this.
我上网去搜索了一下。
As I got on the internet net and I just surfed.
我只打说世界对人类历史影响最大的人物是谁？耶稣是排名第一的。
I just type in who are those who have greatest impact in the world, and Jesus is named the very first one.
美国总统选举又要到了。
Now, in the U.S., the presidential election is coming.
哪个候选人敢说他不信耶稣的？
Which candidate would dare to say that he does not believe in Jesus?
每一个人为了表示自己是基督教徒，都要跑到教堂里边去请媒体照照照片。
Every candidate has to go to the church to take some pictures in order to show that he is a Christian.
拿破仑说过这样一句话。
Napoleon once said this.
他说：“我曾率领百万雄师。”
I've once led thousands of brave soldiers.
横跨三大洲，建立雄霸天下的帝国。
I have traversed three continents and I have built this.A great, powerful kingdom.
可是我根本比不上这位耶稣。
But I cannot simply come to Jesus equal.
他说，这个人没有一兵一卒，没有占领过一寸地图，竟然从古到今吸引千千万万的人为他抛头颅洒热血。
Jesus has never had one single soldier, has never had occupied one piece of land, but he could draw millions and millions of people to die for him.
这些世人对耶稣的评价 不算不高啊。
So many times the evaluation of Jesus is quite high.
因为我们基督徒也常常觉得这些值得我们骄傲。
And even with Jesus feel we are very proud of this.
那么我们想一想，耶稣对这样的答案会满意吗？
But think about this. Would Jesus be satisfied with all this acclaim?
绝不会。
Definitely not.
当年耶稣在地上的时候，很多人就想要推举他做王。
When Jesus was in his flesh, so many people supported him, trying to make him the king.
他离开他们躲藏了。
So he left them and he hid himself.
耶稣对自己的门徒说：“你们说我是谁？”
And Jesus said to his disciples, "Whom do you say that I am?"
他的门徒彼得回答说
：“So his disciple, Peter answered,
你是基督。”是永生神的儿子。
You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
这个答案在当时是要出人命的。
Now, this answer in those days could cost Peter his life.
耶稣嘱咐他，嘱咐他们所有的门徒说：“你们不可告诉人。”
And Jesus told all his disciples, "Do not tell others on this."
那么彼得的答案分成两个部分了。
Now, in Peter's answer, we could divide it into two parts.
第一，耶稣是基督。
Now, first, Jesus is the Christ.
第二，他是永生神的儿子。
Second, he is the Son of the Living God.
好吧，我们先来看神的儿子究竟是什么意思。
So first, shall we consider what does it mean that he is the Son of the Living God?
在我们中国人的观念里面
，In our Chinese notion,
神的儿子有一点像中国。古代的皇帝被称为是天子，天的儿子。
God's son is sort of like what we Chinese think of the emperor, who might be called the son of the heaven.
所以呢，不管每个皇帝都被称为天子，不管他有多么坏，他都是天子。
No matter how bad this emperor could become, he's always been called the son of the heavens.
从商朝算起，如果到清朝为止的话，大概有829个。天子。
From Song Dynasty to Qing Dynasty, there are about 829 emperors.
很多。
It's quite a few.
所以可能在我们中国人的观念里面，神的儿子也好，天子也好，没有什么了不起。
So in Chinese concept, this son of the living God, this son of the heavens, they are actually the same.
可是犹太人就不一样了。
But not so to the Jews.
知道当初耶稣是怎么也。上十字架最主要的原因是什么吗？
Do you know in those days why was Jesus crucified? What's the first and foremost reason?
他最大的罪状就是他当着犹太人的公会。
The greatest accusation he incurred is that in the council.
他承认说我是神的儿子。
He admitted that I am the Son of God.
对犹太人来说，如果你说你是神的儿子，就是说你是神。
To Jews, if you say you are the Son of God, then you're saying you are God.
在那个时候，当然要被治死的。
In those days, no doubt you would be killed.
有一件事情很特别。
But one thing that's really special.
我们在读圣经的时候不太容易注意到。
When we read the Bible, we usually don't pay attention to this.
耶稣在地上的时候。
That is when Jesus was in the world.
常常跟那些邪灵鬼魔相遇。
He often came across with all these spirits.
这些邪灵鬼魔见到耶稣的时候，总是恭恭敬敬地说神的儿子或者至高神的儿子。
Now these spirits, these demons, when they saw Jesus, they always said with much reverence that you are the Son of the Most High.
新约圣经记载有十二次之多。
In the New Testament, this was recorded 12 times.
知道吗？这些邪灵鬼魔和我们人是不同的。
Do you know this? These spirits, evil demons, they're not like human beings.
他们是生活在我们人看不见的那个灵界里面。
They live in this invisible spiritual realm.
我们今天总觉得这个物质世界已经是就是物质世界而已。
We always feel this is the world, the physical world. That's it.
灵界要比我们想象的大得多得多，而且它远远在物质世界之上。
But this spiritual realm is much greater than the physical realm and much higher than it.
这些邪灵鬼魔当然知道耶稣是谁了。
These evil spirits and demons, of course they knew who Jesus was.
神的儿子乃是讲道。
So God's Son,
耶稣在灵界里面，在天上，在永恒里，他的地位和身份。
Speaks of Jesus' status and position in eternity in the spiritual realm.
那是至高的。
That's the highest.
他就是创造宇宙万物的神。
That is, he is a creator of the whole universe.
那么彼得的第二个答案呢？
Now, the second part of Peter's answer.
耶稣是基督。
Is that Jesus is the Christ.
耶稣嘱咐人不要告诉别人，嘱咐门徒不要告诉别人的，就是这个部分。
Now, Jesus charged his disciples not to tell others.And this is the very part that he is the Christ.
我们刚才念的圣经节第二十节这样说，当下耶稣嘱咐门徒不可对人说他是基督。
In verse 20, we just read that Jesus commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ.
因为事实上，耶稣常常在众人的面前自称自己是神的儿子。
Because in fact, Jesus always called himself the Son of God before people.
但是在那个时候，基督还是隐藏的。
But at this time, this Christ was still hidden.
所以马可福音和路加福音在记载同一个故事的时候，也都提到这一点。
So as Mark, the book of Mark and the book of Matthew, when they recorded this incident, both of them mentioned this.
那么基督究竟是什么意思呢？
Exactly, what is the Christ?
对于我们大多数中国人来说，我们只知道基督教。基督徒。
To most of us who are Chinese, we only know about Christianity. We know Christians.
喜欢看电影的，如果细心的话，会在好莱坞电影里边听到一个词。
Those of you who love to go to see movies, you might hear this term in Hollywood.
就是被拣选者。
The chosen one.
这些都与基督有关啊。
All these terms are related to Christ.
不过呢，无论是中国人也好，世界上的人也好，好莱坞也好，根本不知道基督究竟是什么意思。
However, whether you're Chinese or you're people of the world or people in Hollywood, you don't know what the Christ means.
圣经也这样说。
The Bible also teaches this.
他说基督啊，我们这些人活在世上，与基督曾经是毫无关系的。
We who are living in the world are without Christ, have no part in him.
因为我们在以色列的国民以外，我们不是以色列人。
Because we are considered aliens from the Commonwealth of Israel.
在神对以色列人的特别拣选和特别的祝福里面，我们是根本是局外人。
We are considered strangers to God's election, to God's blessings.
所以我们活在世上根本没有指望的，远离神也没有神。
Therefore, we live in this world, but we are so far away from God without Him.
这是为什么一开始我们说那个人，那个朋友，我的，他说他没有见过神，因为我们根本就是没有指望的，我们真的不知道神是谁。
Now, the friend I just mentioned in the very beginning, is somebody like this who lives in the world without God. He doesn't know who God is.
那么，基督对犹太人却完全不同。
But Christ is totally different to the Jews.
几千年来，他们一直都在等待基督。
throughout all these years, thousands of years, they have been waiting for Christ.
因为基督是神给以色列这个民族、这个国家最最大的应许。
Because Christ is the greatest promise that God has given to the Jews, to Israel.
将来有一天
And one day,
基督要使以色列这个国家，就是现在这个以色列这个国家，要成为世界上最强大的国家。
Jesus will make the Israel, the Israel nowadays, the greatest, strongest country in the world.
到那个时候，可能美国也好，我不知道美国还在不在。美国也好，中国也好，可能其他世界上的所有民族、所有国家都会向以色列俯首称臣的，知道吗？
Do you know this? On that very day, I don't know if the U.S. might still exist, but whether it's Chinese or any other country in the world, will be brought to subjection to Israel.
我们今天看到犹太人，我就讨厌他们。虽然他们很聪明，但是不招人喜欢。
Today, as we look at all the Jews, although they are very smart, we just don't like them.
到时候他们要在我们的上面呢。
But do you know that?
在世界的上面应该说。
Israel will be far above every nation in the world by that day.
那为什么直到今天，犹太人还是不愿意接受耶稣为基督呢？
But why is it that even until today, all the Israelites do not want to accept Jesus as their Christ?
因为在2000年前耶稣来到地上的时候
Because 2000 years ago, when Jesus came to the world,
他是那样的贫穷，那样的卑微。
He was so destitute, he was so lowly.
根本不像是犹太人心目中的那位征服者。
He wasn't like the conqueror in all the Jews' heart at all.
而且最后耶稣还被人耻辱地钉死在十字架上。
And also, Jesus in the end was crucified on the cross, mocked by all the people.
圣经这样预言说。
And the Bible prophesizes here.
世界末日来到的时候。
When the end of the age comes.
耶稣要第二次降临，那个时候他是一个征服者。
Jesus will come the second time, and then he is the conqueror.
那个时候以色列人如果在地上还活着的以色列人就会眼睛被打开接受耶稣为基督
All those Israelites who are still alive their eyes would be opened and they would see Jesus as their Messiah
那么还有一群撒旦和他们的跟随者又是怎么样看基督的呢
Now there is another group that is Satan and his followers How do they consider Jesus?
他们在耶稣在地上的时候，他们毫不犹豫地称耶稣为神的儿子。
While Jesus was still in his flesh, without any hesitation, they would say, "Jesus, you are the Son of God."
但他们从来不称呼耶稣为基督的。
But they would never call Jesus the Christ.
为什么
？Why?
因为这些生活在灵界里的灵他们知道基督对他们意味着什么。
Because all these spirits who live in the spiritual realm know exactly what the Christ means to them.
今天世界上像我们弟兄刚才所说的，充满了痛苦和苦难。
Now, just like our brother just said, that in today's world is filled with all these afflictions and pain.
不光是人，而且所有有生命气息的。仔细观察，他们都是在劳苦、在叹息的里面。
Not just man, but every creature with a life within it. Everyone is grieving. Everyone is groaning.
整个宇宙都是空虚混沌，就像大爆炸以后的那个样子。
The whole universe is simply void and formless. It's just like after this great explosion.
其实神当初的创造不是这样的。
But when God first created the world, it wasn't like this.
都是因为撒旦和人的犯罪所带来的这个结果。
And this was the result of the sin from Satan and man's fall.
但是大家知道吗
But do you know this?
神一直在做一个恢复的工作。
That God has always been doing this restoring work.
是在基督里做的。
And this recovery work is done in Christ.
而我们人是那个首先要恢复的对象。
And we are the very first object that God wants to recover.
神要借着基督在十字架上死，然后又复活，为我们人开辟一条救赎的道路。
Through Christ who died on the cross, who was resurrected, God wants to inaugurate a new way for us.
然后那个等人得救的数目满了以后
and when the fullness of man, those who are redeemed, that number is completed.
因为不是所有的人都会被得救的
because not every single one will be saved.
有一个数目
there is this number.
当人得救数目满了以后呢
after this number is completed,
全宇宙一切受造物不管有生命的无生命的都会被恢复的
In the whole world, all creation, with breath or not, will be restored.
到那个时候，整个宇宙要再次充满神的荣耀。
So the whole universe once again will be filled with God's glory.
而且比当初更加荣耀，比当初受造的时候。
It will be even more glorious than when it was first created.
唯有撒旦和他的跟随者，还有那些不愿意接受基督救赎的人。
But Satan and his followers and those who do not want to receive Jesus as their Savior will be cast into hell.
所以想想看，撒旦他们知道，所以说他们怎么愿意甘心接受耶稣是基督呢？
So consider this. Since Satan and his followers know all of this, how could they willingly accept the fact that Jesus is the Christ?
基督啊，乃是讲到，如果用一句话来总结，基督乃是讲到耶稣的工作。
Now, to sum up all this thing in one word, that is, Christ speaks of the work of Jesus.
而这个工作首要对象就是我们人。
And the first and foremost object of this work is us, human beings.
下面我们就从人的角度来看，究竟基督也好，神的儿子也好，跟我们是什么关系？
Next, we would like to view this from man's point of view, whether Jesus or Christ has anything to do with us.
刚才我们前面一开始我们就说了，我们会从两个角度来看今天这个问题的。
In the very beginning, I mentioned that I would like to view this theme from two perspectives.
第一呢，我们要回答耶稣究竟是谁？我们知道他是基督，他是神的儿子。
First, we would like to answer the question exactly who is Jesus, and the answer is He is the Christ, He is the Son of the Living God.
那第二个角度呢，跟我们人，跟我们今天的人有什么关系
？The second perspective.We'll answer the question, how is it any related, him related to us?
根据圣经，我们的人的一生要分成三个阶段。
According to the Bible, all our life could be divided into three stages.
我想问大家一个问题，你们知道人的一生分为三个阶段是哪三个阶段吗？
I would like to ask you this question, do you know what are these stages if we could...divide the whole life into three parts.
大家可以想一想哈。
Think about this.
我们人，因为我们人的眼睛总是在今生，所以一想就是哦，老中青或者另外的分法。
Since our eyes are always focused in the present age.
Yeah, 所以就想到是老中青，就是老。
So we always think of old age, middle age, and youth.
圣经里不是这样分的。
But it's not so divided in the Bible.
圣经里是今世、来世和永世。
The Bible divides it into three parts. That's the present age, the age to come, and eternity.
我们人的一生分成这样三个阶段。
For every man, his life is divided into these three stages.
也就是说，我们人是可能有来世的。
It's saying that it's possible that we would have this age to come.
我说的是可能有来世的。
I'm saying it's possible.
我们先来看看今生今世好不好？
Let's consider the present age first.
如果你不信神的儿子耶稣，
If you do not believe in Jesus, the Son of God.
我再说一遍，如果你不信神的儿子耶稣，
If you do not believe this,Now, let me say it again, that Jesus is the Son of God.
那么基督将与你在今生今世毫无关系。
Then Christ would have no part in your present life.
不管你是谁，你做了什么好事。
Regardless who you are or how good works you have done.
如果你信神的儿子耶稣呢？
If you believe in the Son of God, Jesus,
神要把你放在基督的里面。
Then God will place you in Christ.
给你一个新的生命。
He will give you a new life.
从那个时候起，你就做神的儿女。
From then on, you become a children of God.
那么神就要做你天上的父亲。
And God will be your father in heaven.
大家想过没有？
Have you ever thought of this?
我们天上的父亲，他是宇宙的主宰，万有都是他的。
Our Heavenly Father, who is the creator of all universe, all things are under Him.
你在地上有什么需要他不能够啊照顾的？
In this world, is there anything that He cannot take care of for you?
神也应许我们说，他总不撇下我们，也不丢弃我们。
And God has promised us that He will never forsake us nor leave us.
今天这个世界
today
没有平安。
This world, there is no peace.
一会儿是天灾，一会儿是人祸。
At one moment we would have natural disasters, in other times we would have the calamity caused by man.
四川汶川大地震好像离我们很遥远，对不对？
Now this great earthquake in 四川汶川 seems to become very far away by now.
而且随着时间推移，好像越来越远了。
And through the passing of the time, it would even grow even more distant.
但是华尔街近在咫尺。
But Wall Street is right nearby.
我前几天收到一个工作上关系一个熟人跟我打的电话。
A few days ago, and I received a call from one of my colleagues.
他说他现在不知道该怎么办，非常心里非常难受，非常坐立不安。
He said he didn't know what to do nowadays. He felt terrible, and he had all the jitters.
因为他在股市上他损失了几百万美元。
Oh, because he lost millions of dollars in stocks.
因为这是个中国人，他自己开了个小公司。
This is a Chinese who owns a small business.
我听了以后我不知道怎么去安慰他。
After I heard this, I don't know how to comfort him.
因为我从来没有过这么多钱，不知道损失这么多的钱是个心里是怎么感觉的。
Because I've never had so much money, so I really don't know what the loss would mean if one day I should lose it all.
所以我在电话里这样告诉他。
So I told him on the phone.
我说我现在也不忍心看我的 401k.
Now I wouldn't dare to look at my 401k also.
因为 401k 我有几万块钱，不知道现在我真是不知道什么样子了。
Because I do have a few K's in my account, but I don't know what the amount is now.
确实在这个不平安的世界里面，我们啊没有像巴菲特啊像比尔盖茨那样的财富。
As true that in this turbulent world, we do not have the talent of Bill Gates or Buffett.
但是各位知道吗？我们可以有一颗平安的心。
But everyone here, do you know that we could have this heart of peace?
我们可以把所有的忧虑，我们所有的烦恼都可以卸给这位天父，宇宙的主宰。
We could lay all our worries and to our Heavenly Father, who is the ruler of all.
无论什么是家是生病也好，是工作也好，甚至股票市场，我们都可以向他祈求祷告的。
Whether it's about your sickness, about your families, or about the market, you can always pray to Him about it.
千万不要觉得这种东西好自私。啊，俗气，好像都见不得人，都好像都不愿意拿出来讲的。
Don't you ever think all these requests are selfish, are worldly? They are not worthy to be brought out to talk about.
我们的天父爱我们。
Our Heavenly Father loves us.
他一定会听我们的祷告，他喜欢我们这样祷告。
For sure, He will listen to our prayers, and He is pleased with such prayers.
当然，话又说回来。很多的时候神不一定按照我们的要求来答应我们。
But let me come back to the theme. Many times God does not answer our prayers according to our requests.
我刚信主的时候啊，我就跟神祷告说，神啊，你帮助我得那个诺贝尔化学奖。
When I first believed in the Lord, I prayed such a prayer. Lord, help me to gain this Nobel Prize in chemistry.
因为我知道我根本就得不到，但是我想神不是那么大吗？帮我一下不就可以了。
I knew I was nothing, but I thought, well, since God was so great, why couldn't He just give me a lift?
然后我说我领奖那天我就宣告向全世界宣告我要当牧师。
And I told God that on the day of award, I will make this a claim that I will become a minister.
我认识一个弟兄，他十几年前他还刚信主，他喜欢赌博。
I also know a brother 10 plus years ago, when he just believed in the Lord.He liked to gamble.
他说神啊，我从来没有得过奖，得过那个中奖过。
And he told God that, God, I've never hit the jackpot.
他说你这么有能的哈，就帮助我中一次头奖，得个几千万，我留一点点钱，全部给教会，好不好？
Since you're so powerful, help me help me win the pot, and then I will keep a little for myself, and I would then give tens and thousands of dollars to the church. Wouldn't that be nice?
告诉你十几年过去了，我的祷告，他的祷告，我们都没有被答应的。
Now 10+ years have since passed. Either his prayer or my prayer, neither one was answered.
我们都知道，基督徒也会生病啊，也会遇到灾难、痛苦，甚至还会死的。
We know Christians will come to afflictions, to disasters, even death.
神不是那么大吗？为什么让这些事情发生在我们身上？
Since God is so great and mighty, why does He allow so many things happening to us?
是为了让我们得到在将来得到更大的益处。
Simply because He wants to, wants us to gain better good in the age to come.
我们信了耶稣以后，我们里边有一个新的生命。
After we believe in Jesus, we have this new life.
这个生命是个完全圣洁的。
This life is complete, is holy.
但是刚信主的时候，他还是个 baby.
However, when you first believe in the Lord, you're still a babe.
所以外面的人根本感觉不到，连我们自己常常都不知道那个生命是什么个样子。
So our people wouldn't notice any difference. Even we ourselves wouldn't know what this new life is about.
所以神要熬炼我们。
Therefore, God puts us through trials.
要管教我们。
To discipline us.
很多基督徒哈，因为他们明白神的这个爱，所以他们即使在很痛苦的里面，他们心中有一种，就像刚才弟兄所说的，一种喜乐，世界上没有人能够感觉得到的。
Many Christians, because they know God's this great love, so even though they are in a tremendous agony, they could still feel sense this peace, just as our brother just mentioned, as river.
这些就是我们这些信耶稣的人在今生今世可以得到的益处。
And this is one of the good that all of us Christians who live in today's world could receive.
那么来生呢？
What about the age to come?
来生来世啊。
What about the age to come?
来世就是世界末日以后大约有一千年的时间。
That's the time after the end of the world. It's about 1,000 years.
如果我们不信神的儿子耶稣的话。
If we do not believe in Jesus, the Son of God,
我们会待在坟墓里面，所以说是没有来世的。
We will continue to stay in the tomb, and that's to say you have no age to come.
那么那些信了耶稣在今生今世没有长大的基督徒呢？
And to those Christians who believe in Jesus, but who have never matured, when they live in this present life and age,
他们会在花一千年的时间在那个黑暗里边慢慢的在学习。
They would spend 1,000 years to master their lessons which they did not learn before.
因为他们在今世，他们拒绝神的管教，神的那个引导。
Because in their present life, they refuse God's discipline, God's leading.
所以他们在那儿会后悔，会哭泣的。
There they will regret. There they will weep.
唯有那些在今世长大了的基督徒。
Only those mature Christians who have grown up in the present life.
世界末日来临的时候，他们会复活，然后会在空中与基督相耶稣基督相遇。
When the end time comes, they will be raised up and they would meet with their Lord in the air.
然后在基督耶稣的率领之下。并且地上的以色列人
and in the leading of Jesus together with all the Israelis
和撒旦进行一场极其大的战争，在这个地球上从来没发生过。
They would wage a tremendous fierce war with Satan. This war has never occurred on earth.
圣经叫做哈密基多顿。
And the Bible calls Armageddon.
好莱坞好像有个电影也叫哈密基多顿，就好像要描述这个。
And there was a movie made in Hollywood, and the title is called Armageddon.
那么这是大战以后，基督和就要在这个地上建立一个完全公义、完全正直的国度。
And after this great war, the Christ would establish a kingdom, with complete justice and righteousness.
那就是来世。
And that's the age to come.
今天这个世界啊，我们都知道是没有正直、没有公义的。
We know in this life, in this age, there is no justice and righteousness.
最近啊，华尔街的金融风暴。
Now, in the recent Wall Street upheaval.
还有台湾前总统他们家族的洗钱案。
And also in Taiwan, the previous president Chen Shui-bian's money laundering and the whole case with his family.
还有大陆那个三聚氰胺的毒奶粉事件。
And also in mainland China, the incident of the contaminated milk with lanolin.
这些事情啊，只要大家仔细去看一看。
Now, if you consider all these incidents carefully.
无一例外的显明人心啊，今天的人性、人心是何等的贪婪。
Without exception, it shows how greedy man's heart is.
对不起，给我一下表。那是对的吗？
Clock is correct.
对不起啊。
So excuse me, I think I'm running over time.
人心是何等的。道德是何等的贪婪，对不对？不是那个，这个人的这个贪婪之心，人的腐败是何等的这个样子。
So you could see the greediness and the corruption of man's heart.
而且人的是非观啊，群体的、个人的，何等的扭曲，对不对
？Even the sense of right and wrong, individually or collectively, is totally distorted.
人间的。道德人间的法律想要制裁这些绝顶聪明的人谈何容易啊。
It's extremely difficult for a man to use this world's justice or morality to judge all those greedy ones.
来世啊，在来世必有一个公义的国度出现。
But in the coming age, there is this righteous kingdom that would appear.
基督要用铁杖来管辖这个世界。
Christ will rule the whole world with this iron, scepter of iron.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他知道人心里在想什么。
He knows what man's heart is thinking.
人在背地里干的任何事情，在他面前都根本逃不过他的眼睛的。
And nothing can escape God's eyes regarding anything that is done in secret.
再来呢，就是永世了。
And then now we come to eternity.
圣经说人的灵魂是不死的。
The Bible tells us that man's soul never dies.
在永世的里面有两个去处。
And in eternity there are two places for us to go.
一个是地狱，一个是天堂。
One is hell, the other is heaven.
凡在今生今世不最终不接受神的儿子耶稣的呢
？He who in the end would not accept Jesus as his savior.
因为没有来世嘛。
Because there is no age to come for this person.
所以永世到了，他们也会从坟墓里边复活。
So when the eternity comes, they would also be raised up from the tomb.
然后被神审判，最后被定罪。
This person would be judged and would be sentenced by God.
最后和撒旦一同下到地狱里。
And this one would be thrown into lake of fire together with Satan.
知道为什么今天？地上比地狱好吗
？Do you know why this world, comparatively speaking, is better than hell?
因为在今天，在这今生今世，在地上还有神的同在。
Because today, in this present life, in this present age, we still have God's presence.
神仍然祝福这个地和地上所有的人。
God continues to bless this earth and all the people in it.
不管你信不信他。
Regardless of the fact whether you believe in him or not.
圣经说今天人世间一切的美善都是从神来的
The Bible teaches that all the good in this world comes from God
那么地狱呢
What about hell?
完全没有神
Without God, totally
没有他的任何祝福
Without any blessing of God
那么剩下的是什么
Then what is left in hell?
就是黑暗和永永远远的痛苦
That is darkness and agony forever
那么信耶稣的人呢
？He who believes in Jesus，
到那个时候，所有的基督徒都已经长大成熟了。
By that time, all the Christians have grown up, have become mature.
他们都会上到天堂。
All of them will go to heaven.
知道为什么今天地上比天堂差吗
？Do you know why is now that the world we live in is worse than heaven?
因为在地上，神的祝福和神的同在是不完全的。
Because on earth, God's blessings and God's presence are not complete.
而且人和撒旦和人的罪给这个地和地上的生命带来无穷无尽的灾难。
And Satan and the sin of man have caused the ceaseless disasters, calamities in this world.
在天堂有神完全的同在和祝福。
In heaven, we have God's complete presence and also blessings.
在那里只有永永远远的喜乐和荣耀，再也没有罪，再也没有痛苦。
There would be no sin, no pain, and only the everlasting joy.
那是永世。
And that is eternity.
我们人总觉得哈神不公平。
We often feel that God is not fair.
一个人不管有多么坏，只要接受耶稣，就可以上天堂。
No matter how bad or devious this person becomes, as long as he believes in Jesus, he could go to heaven.
不信耶稣呢，就只能再好也只能下地狱。
And he who does not believe in Jesus, no matter how good this person might be.Is doomed to hell.
因为我们这样，我们人这样想，是我们站在我们人的立场。
When we think of it this way, it is because we are taking a man's stand.
我们中国人常说
，We Chinese often say this.
人非圣贤，孰能无过，对不对
？We are no holy ones or virtuous ones. Of course, who can be found without fault?
知道吗？在神的面前。
But do you know this before God?
如果你不是圣人，你就是罪人。
If you're not a saint, you're a sinner.
这是神的标准，神的立场。
This is God's standard, and this is God's stand.
所以我们人眼中的好人坏人，在神的眼里都是罪人的。
So whether this person is good or bad in our eyes is period a sinner before God.
都要下地狱。
Doomed to hell.
除非我们愿意接受神儿子耶稣基督的救恩。
Unless we're willing to receive the salvation of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
圣经说，除此之外，绝对没有别的拯救。
The Bible teaches that apart from this, there is no salvation.
那么人怎么样才能够信耶稣呢
？Then how can man believe in Jesus?
我们一开始说了，耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
We mentioned this at the very beginning that Jesus is Christ and the Son of God.
这不是我们口头里边随便说说一个好像一个口头上的宣告而已。
It's not some very easy verbal proclamation. We said it so carelessly.
需要有从天上来的启示。
We need to have this revelation from heaven.
所以耶稣对彼得说：“你是有福的。”
Therefore, Jesus said to Peter that, "Blessed are you."
因为这些不是从血气来的，只是你的。
For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
乃是天上的父指示的。
But my Father who is in heaven.
如果我们今天要信耶稣
，If for us today to believe in Jesus,
也必须要有从天上来的感动。
Then we also have to have this touching from heaven.
耶稣这样说。
Jesus says so.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子。
That he gave his only begotten son.
赐给他们。
To them.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
So that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have life everlasting.
神爱你。
God loves you.
只要你有一个真诚的心向他祈求祷告。
As long as you have this sincere heart to seek after him and also to pray to him.
告诉他你想要认识耶稣。
Telling him that you want to know Jesus.
他一定会。
He for sure, definitely.
一定会感动你。
Definitely, he will move your heart.
到那个时候就再也没有任何力量可以拦住你、啊、接受这个救恩了。
By that time, there would be no force that would hold you back from receiving his salvation.
好吧，我们再低头有点祷告。
Could we further bow our head and have a word of prayer, please?
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
我们感谢你今天召聚我们在你的面前。
We thank you that today you have gathered us before you.
巴不得你对我们在座每一个弟兄姊妹和朋友讲话。
Only that you will speak to each one of us who is sitting here, including our friends.
特别是还没有认识你的。
Especially those who haven't known you.
当他们愿意向你祈祷的时候。
When they are willing to pray to you.
你给他们感动。
Give them this touching.
让他们真实知道。并认识你的儿子耶稣基督
so that they would know and come to confess your son Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名
We now pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.